All right, guys, here we go. It is time for Shades of Doom level 3. I have the game running. I'm gonna change windows.
Shades of Doom 1.2 registered to Chris Wright. Shades of Doom 1.2 registered to Chris Wright.
East.
So as you can tell, we have some new music. It's not bad music.
Door in. Wow. Feet.
So this dead end, there's a door off to the left. If I come back west.
West.
Dead end. So the only way to go
east
is either back up the elevator.
Door in 1 feet.
Or
elevator in 18 feet.
East.
Elevator door
to the left.
Door.
Alright, let's turn to face this. I'm gonna save the game.
Save and slug. 1 area 2 2 area 2 3 area 3 2 area 2 save.
Save and slot 2. Alright.
Elevator. Door.
What's gonna happen? There's gonna be a mutant when I open this door that has a bolt gun.
Semi-automatic bolt gun.
Let's prepare.
Door.
There.
Medkit in 11 feet. Automatic medkit door. Medkit mutant human to the right. 14 door. Automatic bolt gun ahead. 14.
So as soon as I walk in there, of course, there's another guy in here, and the new weapon which is laying on the floor. I'll get that in a second.
Door.
Whoa!
Medkit taken. Medkit in 4 feet. Medkit taken. Automatic bolt gun in 14 feet. Automatic bolt gun ahead 14.
So.
Medkit taken. Automatic bolt gun taken. Door.
Ahead.
Door.
Behind.
Door.
Ahead.
North.
So, here we are.
20 by 30 feet.
There is an exit from the room ahead
and behind.
So behind us is the door that we came in, and ahead is the door to continue. Now, an interesting thing with this level.
Save and slot. 1, 2, area 3. Save.
Save the game.
Whoa!
If I head to the northeast corner here. Maybe it's not this one. Hold on. Where's the. Turn the music down.
80 wafer in 14 feet.
Ah, yes.
North. East.
There's a little tiny gap in this wall. If I line myself up with it.
80 wafer in 9 feet.
Crack in the wall. This is a tiny little room.
White data wafer. Taken data wafer in 7 feet. Blue data wafer. Taken east 20 by 20 feet.
There is an exit from the room to the left.
East.
Now,
north.
You might think there's a door here, right?
Locked.
Except it's locked.
North.
So technically that is a hidden way to get in here. I will show you how to get in here later. So what we have to do.
Door in 16 feet.
Head back over here.
North.
So we find the little exit.
Door
here.
In 10 feet.
Oops, I might be trapped in here.
Door in 20 feet.
Bare
fist. Semi-automatic.
Hitting the left and right arrows trying to.
Door.
Where's the equipment?
Door.
To the right.
Door.
To the right.
42.
Door.
To the right. 17.
Wait. Ah.
Door.
To the right.
17.
Door.
To the right. 42.
The reason it's showing two doors is because.
Door. 17 feet.
It's seeing.
Door. 17.
It's seeing through that tiny little gap in between the two walls. Now.
North.
Alright, so that's the main door to this room. I'm trying to figure out.
Door.
Ahead.
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 20. Door.
Ahead.
47. Door in 18 feet. Door ahead. Door ahead. Door.
Now, how do I get back out of here? So...
Door in 20 feet.
Oops, now I'm lost.
North. West.
Going over here, maybe. I'm sorry, you guys. Ah.
Whoa!
Door in 10 feet. Whoa. Door in 19 feet.
Alright.
North.
So I've come back out. Basically, you want to go to the western side of the room and then go to your right, so the northwest corner. When you hear that boom, boom, boom sound, you want to hit the left and right keys to kind of put that in the center of your speakers and walk. Because basically what you're doing is you're trying to slide between a tiny gap in between two walls. So... let's open this door.
Door in 3 feet. Bare fist.
Shut that off. We know what that is. And here we are. So this hallway turns to the left and turns to the right.
Door in 17 feet.
Now, the way this level works, there are a bunch of little interconnected passageways with rooms. So to my south is the way that I came. North of me, it is a door, and if you listen very closely off to the right, you can hear the wind from an eastern passage. So let's save the game.
Save in slot 1-2, area 3-3, area 3-2, area 3-1, area 2-2, area 3-save.
Let's save here, and open this door.
Data wafer in 18 feet. White data wafer taken.
Equipment to the right.
Door. Equipment. North.
So this room is empty.
South.
Except for a data wafer.
Door in 6 feet.
Yes.
Oops, I'm heading the wrong way.
Door in 18 feet.
Well, so let's east. Turn left.
No.
And hitting V. Alright, so here we go.
Bio grenades.
To the left.
60.
All right, so this passage turns again to the left. And
bio grenades. In 18 feet. Bio grenades. 7.
Yeah, so you'll find bio grenades on every single level except for level 1, and they will be randomly placed.
Bio grenades. Taken. North.
So... the way this works...
North.
No.
Ah, yes.
West.
Let's head west. Basically, you're going to have T...
North. In 0 feet.
T junctions. Now...
North.
This right here to my north.
Data with Newton human ahead. 22.
This is another room.
Sidebar ahead. Newton human.
Scope battery.
Equipment.
Data with Newton human.
Data with Newton human. Blinking button to the right.
48. Door.
Behind. 4.
Alright, let me get to those as we go.
Semi-automatic bolt gun. Automatic bolt gun.
So that's how you take those out. A bunch of humans and a cyborg.
Data wafer ahead, 26.
Now.
Scope battery
to the right,
43.
Equipment.
Data wafer.
Incendiary ammunition
to the right, 26.
Blinking button to the right,
48.
Blinking button.
Door.
So.
Incendiary ammunition
in 19 feet.
Let's walk over here, walk to the right. Trying to center it.
Incendiary ammunition.
Take a data wafer in 12 feet. White data wafer. Take a data wafer in 11 feet. White data wafer. Take a
blinking button
in 7 feet. Data wafer.
Scope battery ahead 21. Equip blinking button behind
4. North.
So this blinking button unlocks that locked door to that room that I showed you earlier. Now, we haven't gotten there yet. That's a little way down these passages. But I'll hit that.
Scope battery in 19 feet. Scope battery taken. Data wafer
to the left.
35.
Let's come over here.
Data wafer in 20 feet. Data wafer
ahead.
8. Yellow data wafer taken.
So.
Ecuador behind.
That's south. All that was in here. So we're going to exit. So,
door in 8 feet.
Turn to the left. We have a T junction. We're going to continue heading east.
Yes.
And south. Hit south.
No.
And we haven't been here before. Alright, so now we
east.
Turn east.
Door in 3 feet. Human to the right. 45.
Alright, so we have a door off to the right. And a passage off to the left. Now, that door automatically opened.
Equipment, mutant, human, door, security ship, mutant, human, to the right, 45.
We have a radio, if you can hear that off to the right. We have a few mutant humans.
So, let's just... automatic bolt gun. You lose.
Select place.
Load from slot 1, 2, 3.
Loaded. Data wafer in 18 feet. White data wafer taken. North.
This is why I south. Should have saved. Okay. I have to...
Door in 8 feet.
Yes.
East.
Yes.
Door in 1 feet.
No.
East.
Why I should have saved. So, what I'm gonna do...
South. Door.
Yes.
Door.
Ahead.
Door. Feet. South.
Door. I'm getting turned around.
Door. In 8 feet.
I'm gonna west. Pause the recording and get back to where I was.
Audacity. Track view.
Alright, I'm back. We are about to get back to that room. Now, what I will say...
South.
What I did not do, I should have lured those monsters out, because there were a bunch of them, and they ambushed me.
Automatic bolt gun.
So let's use my automatic bolt gun, which would be called a machine gun.
South.
Turn.
East. No.
Turn to the left.
Door. In. Human. To the right. 20.
Alright, we're gonna...
West. Door.
No. No.
Walking away from these guys.
No.
79 feet.
Basically, we have two ways to go. I'm going to ignore that for now. And we're going to take these out one at a time.
Automatic bolt gun.
With distance on my side, not theirs.
46 feet.
As you can hear, there's some cyborgs and humans.
Data wafer in 16 feet. South. 52 feet. White data wafer. Take the pickup engine in 5 feet. South. 84 feet.
Insane scientist.
So...
Whoa!
Door.
Ahead. Security ship. Ahead.
87. Data wafer.
Ahead.
Projectile ammunition. Projectile ammunition.
Behind.
4. Door.
Secure.
Projectile ammunition.
Ahead.
11.
These guys had a lot of stuff.
Projectile ammunition. Taken. Projectile ammunition. In. South.
There's a hidden cyborg right there. Almost snuck up on me.
Projectile ammunition. Taken. Data wafer. In. 18 feet. white data wafer. Taken. Security chip in 6 feet.
That's the key for the next level.
Whoa!
Security chip taken. Equipment. Security chip ahead. 59. Equipment.
There's two of them. Now, why are there two, you might ask? Well...
Security chip in 18 feet.
I'm not gonna tell you just
security
yet.
Security chip taken. South. North.
Alright, so we cleared this place out. Basically...
444.
I'm doing pretty good on ammo.
Whoa!
Door in or feet. Yes.
Whoa!
North.
Take out that scientist. And...
Whoa!
Yes.
Alright. So, that place had a whole bunch of mutant humans and cyborgs in it, but we cleared them out. Now, this is another passageway that splits.
East.
Let's go right first.
No.
Actually,
west.
Let's go left first, because I want to look at some things.
North, no.
Yes,
east.
This level can be quite confusing just because of
door
the number of branches.
Door ahead.
Now this particular area ends at a door. Ah yes, this room.
East. Door in 18 feet.
We have...
30 by 20 feet. There is an exit from the room ahead, behind, and to the right.
There are three exits from this room. Now, one of them is behind me. That's the way I came in. There are also two doors that loop around and connect back to each other, which can be quite
door
confusing.
In. Equipment. Door. Equipment. To the door. Ahead. 30. East.
So let's go for this door.
Door. In. 90 feet.
I'm going to sidestep over here. Open that door. Now.
Door. In. 7 feet. South.
Let's continue down these passages. And if you can hear background noises, I'm sorry. So, we're heading here, heading
west,
heading
north,
you can hear an off to the
west,
left. Just walking around here.
Door in 1 feet.
Now.
Equip door to the right, 3, equip.
From the sound of that equipment.
West, north.
Oops, let's go.
Yes.
I don't want to come back in there just yet. Alright. For the time being...
East.
I'm leaving that door open.
North.
Figure out where I'm going here.
East. No. South.
So, basically you have that door. That's the
door.
Other
in
door.
Feet. No.
Into that room. If I'm going this way, though...
Door to the right, camp door.
We have a little hallway that continues...
No. South.
And keep that door in mind, because I'll come back to it.
The passage terminates abruptly.
So this is a dead end.
North.
So we're going to head back towards this door. I'm heading north.
Door in 10 feet. West.
Door.
Data wafer in 13 feet. Data wafer to the right. Camp door. Equipment. Data wafer.
I call this the wind room.
White data wafer. Taken.
Because it sounds like wind. The machine in here.
East.
So that's usually all that's in here, but if you miss it, you'll miss data wafers. So
east.
I'm going to head east.
Door in 8 feet.
Head
south.
South. Walk back towards that room. Oops.
North,
my bad. I just ran into the dead end. See, this area can be very, very confusing, and I hope I am doing a decent
door
job
in 10 feet.
Of explaining it to you.
West.
Also, when you're in cruise mode, you can actually turn. Like, if you know that you're coming up to a left turn, you can press the turn left keystroke.
South.
And your character will... automatically turn.
East.
Like if I do this.
South. Yes.
Door.
In 10 feet.
Wait, am I going in circles? Yes, I am.
North.
I'm getting confused.
door in 10 feet. West.
Yep. See, this is confusing.
South. East. South. Door in 10 feet.
I'm going in circles.
Door in 11 feet.
Door north. This is why you may want to sidestep, that way you don't lose your direction. Here we go, so now we're heading
north
again. Alright, so we have that door. The door I came in was on the east side, so I guess I'll go west.
East, south, west.
I'll sidestep.
Door in 15 feet. West. Yes.
But am I going the wrong
south.
Way?
East.
Okay.
Yes. South.
Go south here.
No. West.
And west. Alright.
No. South.
Good, so now we are back in new territory. So yeah, this level is really confusing, you guys. So.
East. No.
V tells me I haven't been here before, so we're going the right way. Now,
south.
This is a gas jet.
Gas jet to the right, 5.
This will hurt me. I'm gonna.
Bare fist. Long knife. Gas jet to the right, west. Gas jet behind, 3, west.
You know what?
South.
This is harmless. We'll just walk past it.
No. 97%.
Yes, it doesn't do very much damage.
East.
My character has healed
door
since I've been walking around. Now.
East.
Now, here we go.
Medkit time. Security chip.
Now, why do we have two chips? Well.
Medkit time. Security chip.
Let's see, that one didn't work.
Unlocked.
This one works.
East. Door in 6 feet.
And you think, here's the elevator.
Elevator in 8 feet. Locked. Locked.
So that's locked, so you think, okay, let's use this chip.
Medkit time. Security chip. East.
Not quite. Why? Well.
Save and slot 1, 2, area 3, save.
Well, let's continue exploring
north.
This room. So I'm gonna head north. And we'll head
west. Wooden crate west. In 20 feet.
And that means I've bumped into it and it's blocking my path.
Wooden crate to the left, 3, south.
So we have a.
Locked. Elevator. And wooden crate. Ahead. 1.
We have a wooden crate.
Save and slot. 1, 2. Save.
Now.
Security chip. Unlocked.
That unlocks this crate. Now.
North.
I'm sure absolutely nothing bad is going to happen when I open this, but just to be on the safe side.
South.
Let's walk away. Ah, yes.
North. Gelatinous blob ahead, 39. Wooden crate ahead, 37. Elevator. Gelatinous blob ahead, 39.
We have a blob that came out of the crate. So.
Automatic bolt gun, 400 M42. 35 feet.
Here we go, guys.
Feet.
Hold on.
Odacit.
Sorry about that. I got interrupted.
Shades of Doom 1.2 registered to Chris Wright.
Wooden crate. Elevator. Wooden crate. North.
Now.
Wooden crate. In 19 feet.
I destroyed the blob.
Security chip taken. Message 3. White.
We get
north.
The security chip.
Wooden elevator. To the right. South.
Let's walk back to the elevator.
East. South. Elevator. In 20 feet.
Alright.
Locked. Meta security chip. Unlocked.
So,
save
this
and slot.
Will
1, 2. Save.
Unlock the way down to the next level. So that wooden crate is actually very clever. I like that quite a lot. So let's hit enter and proceed to level 4. Go.
Level 4, elevator in 1 feet, door in 19 feet, west.
The passage continues. The passage continues
in 10 feet. The passage turns sharply to the right, west.
Alright, so...
Save and slot 1, area 2, area 3.
Let's save...
3, 4, nothing, save.
And slot 4. And
Audacity.
That will conclude level 3 of Shades of Doom. So we are now on level 4. So hope you guys are enjoying this. You guys take care.